No need to eat crow, especially around here. We eat corn in Iowa. You know that, whenever possible. I'll say this. It's been a tough couple of weeks because I got a lot of people that I root for that had to take each other on over the last couple of weeks. The other day, of course, you know, I'm a big fan of Coach Shields and Joe Klein. Joe Klein shunned me the other day because I had on my UCA purple because I was doing their play-by-play when they played UALR. Then, you know, I love Coach Brady, and they played ASU the other day. And but I'm, you know, I got to root for my guys in purple. And then, of course, last night I got my two loves, Mike Anderson and the Hogs, and I got Fred Hoiberg, my old fraternity buddy, and Iowa State. It was tough. It's been a tough couple
of
weeks for me.
You know what? I'm glad you're okay. In dealing with all this emotional turmoil you've been going through the last couple of weeks.
I'm just saying, when you've got connections to a lot of places, it's hard sometimes because you care about more than one.
You got a big heart.
Look.
You got a big heart.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? Let's go back to yesterday. Just talk about Pat all the time. Hey, Pat.
Oh, yeah,
congratulations.
Hey.
Made the Hall of Fame. You know what? I guess that's all Pat wants to talk about is Pat. You know what? I should have known. My bad. Pardon me for taking 12 seconds to tell you about my problems.
It's a great show.
My bad. Let's go to Steve Shields. Coach Shields, you want to talk about your problems?
Hey, Creek, how you doing?
Man, I love you. You know that. How you doing?
Man, we're doing okay. Bradley, you okay?
Hey, Coach, there he is. Sound great, bud.
Coach, will you tell Klein that I still love you guys, even though I was doing the play-by-play for UCA the other day? I think Klein was pretty upset with me, and he said some pretty mean things to me, and it hurt my feeling, and I haven't been the same since. I haven't slept since then.
Hey.
Mostly because I've been hanging out with Bradley.
Hey. Is that program coordinator down there, that title of yours, you're more thick-skinned than that. You're not that soft, Avery.
No,
I know better than that.
Huh? I am soft, but I'm also thick-skinned. You're right. Good point. Good point.
Isn't that right,
Coach Shields, I want to.
Yeah, he is pretty thick.
Ha! Headed. Coach, briefly want to touch on last night. Disappointing performance, really, only at the free throw line. I know you guys did a lot of good things, shot almost 57% in the second half. But 10 of 23 at the line cost you guys last night up at Missouri State.
No, it really did. And I was really proud of our guys' effort. I mean, guys went into a hostile environment and led the majority of the way. Unfortunately for us, missed some free throws. You know, we're a good free throw shoot team. We're shooting 72% as a team coming in. And on a night where you have a guy like James White goes 7 for 9 from the free throw line. And he struggled at times from the foul line early in the year. And then some of our guys that have been 90-plus, 85-plus struggled from the foul line. And unfortunately, that was the difference in the game. I thought we defended well toward the end of the first half, finished the half with 8 straight stops and built a 5-point lead, and built that lead to 11 in the second half. But unfortunately for us, you've got to be able to make your free throws, and we'll learn from that. That'll be a positive coming out of there. We've got a big one on Sunday against Tulsa.
Sure.
I'm sorry to jump ahead, Acre.
No, you're
fine. I need
to
let you run your show, don't I?
No, it's
Coach, you've been doing this long enough. You could do your own interviews,
you
Coach.
Know, here's what I know, Coach.
I need to shut up. Hey, I come down there, I need to run the board. I need to run the board and let you guys do your thing.
Here's what I know. You have done this show enough, Coach, and you've been around us enough to know that it is not that difficult, and you are absolutely qualified and talented enough to do everything we do and then some. What's amazing is, as much as I've been around you, that I couldn't even coach my kids in a peewee game. That's what's kind of sad and pathetic.
Hey, Matty, let those guys go get a cocktail right now.
Hey, guys, go take a break for a minute.
4 or 5 minutes, okay? You got me, Bradley?
Yes, sir.
No. Coach, can I give some love?
Oh, classic. Coach.
Can I give some love to Malik Isom last night?
Oh, he played 15 minutes, had 14 points. He had 2 offensive, 2 defensive rebounds. He was 4 for 4 from 3-point line, and he's been really good the last probably 8 to 10 practices, embracing, you know, what will help him get on the floor. We know he can shoot the ball. And he's got to continue to rebound the ball the way he has over the last 8 to 10 practices, and he'll continue to get more minutes.
Well, yeah, not a lot of 6'7 guys that can stroke it like that. That's pretty impressive, so good for him. Okay, so let's turn our attention to, if you're ready, Coach, to Tulsa. 2 o'clock.
Tulsa's had some impressive wins.
Hey, they had a very good win against Creighton in their last game a couple of days
ago. They beat Creighton.
They beat Creighton?
Creighton.
Yeah, they beat Creighton.
Oh, great crap, Shields. You got your hands full Sunday.
Oh, we got our hands full every night. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Yeah. Hey, but it's a 2 o'clock start. Acree, hopefully we'll have a great crowd. Weather's supposed to be cleared out of here. It's supposed to be 55, 58 degrees. I sound like Weather Ninja, don't I?
Yes, you do it all, Coach. I mean, you do it all, Coach.
We can get a great crowd out. We need one. You know, Tulsa's a good name team with great tradition, and hopefully we'll have a lot of people out here. They, as I said, they just beat a 6-1 Creighton team. Wow. We've had a series with Tulsa, I don't know, for, 6 years now? We've won on our home court every time. They've won on their home court every time. So it's a good regional rival. And Frank Cates, who used to be at Missouri, is now the coach there, doing an excellent job. And our hands are going to be full. We've got to do a good job at both ends of the floor, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout on Sunday afternoon. Hey,
Coach,
hey,
let me tell you this,
one of the things that we're running. Yeah, Matty T, bring him another cocktail. Hey, one of the things that we're doing, our athletic department, we're having, starting tomorrow with our women's game against Tulane at noon here at the Jack Stevens Center, all the way through our doubleheader after Christmas against South Alabama. I think that's on January the 5th, I believe. But
South Alabama, January 5th, Coach.
Yeah, it is January 5th?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Hey, $25 gets four tickets, four hot dogs, and four drinks.
Man, that's a deal.
That's a heck of a deal. I mean, you talk about four tickets, four hot dogs, and four drinks for only $25 to any of these games. And a couple of these games are doubleheaders. You know?
Now, so wait a minute.
The game the next Sunday against Kent State, we play Kent State, our women play Oklahoma. You can see both those games back-to-back. Our game against Lafayette on the 30th, our game against South Alabama on the January 5th. So hopefully we'll get some crowd.
They prefer to be called Louisiana now. Get with the times, okay? I'm sorry.
What did I call them?
Call them Lafayette. I mean, old habits die hard, I know.
Don't correct Coach.
I can't tell you.
Coach, call him whatever you want.
I can't tell you all the things that Tommy Smith says that isn't quite politically correct or up to date. So, hey, you're all right.
Hey, Bradley, it's hard teaching us ugly old dogs new tricks, isn't it?
Here's the thing. I got to say, Coach, a couple of things. We have been on quite the basketball binge lately. You know this. I got ridiculed by one of your assistants the other day. Then we drove up here to Ames to watch the game last night between Iowa State and Arkansas. I'm flying from here to Montgomery, Alabama, and then driving over to Troy. I'll get you a little scouting report on the Troy Trojans coming up in a little bit here.
Hey, and do then, me a favor. Take your headset off. Take your headset off if you would, and get some calls for me, will you?
Get some what for you?
Get some calls, man. They're set. Hey, Bradley,
okay, yo, I'll do it.
Now.
Oh, you know I will.
You don't even know what calls are.
Arizona. We're running Arizona. Yeah, I got it, Coach. Sorry. Two fingers down. You know what's up. I got you. Okay, I'll get you some calls.
Hey,
and then I'm coming back.
Yes, sir.
And then I'm coming back, Coach, after watching the UCA Bears get their first win of the season. And I'm going to come to the Jack and watch you guys smack Frank Haith around. And I encourage everybody, Coach, you might want to grab yourself a drink right now because I'm about to say something you don't want to be associated with. I want everybody to go to the Jack on Sunday, whether you do the $25 hot dog, cold drink, ticket deal or not. And I want you to boo Frank Haith. And I want you to root for the Trojans, and we're going to have a good time. And then, after that, of course, a week later, Pat Bradley, my man in Amsterdam, is going to hop a flight, and he's going to go to the South Point Holiday Hoops Classic in Las Vegas, Nevada, to cover the UALR Trojans for us. That's a Sunday, Monday against Green Bay and either Bradley or UC Irvine. Pat goes to all the Bradley games he can because the obvious connection, his grandfather started the school.
Great-grandfather.
Great-great-grandfather. So, anyway, I want you to go down there. And so Pat is just, I mean, the continuation of it all.
Unbelievable.
And then we're going to take Christmas week off.
It continues to flow. Hey, Bradley, I want to know, what did Acree wear last night to the game?
He actually had painted his whole chest.
Here we go.
And he wore one of those funny-looking birds that the Cyclone bird people wear.
Did he dress up like Fred?
And a tail. And
did he dress up like Fred?
No.
Yeah. He was a little Fred. You know what he was? He looked a little Fred, and he had a little clipboard running around. He goes, I'm a little Fred Hilberg. And he was like calling the plays, and Fred would go, put the press on, and Aker would be behind the bench. Yeah, put the press on, guys.
I had my 32 jersey on, Coach. No, you know what happened, though? Here's what I did. I actually wore only boxer shorts last night to the arena, and I spun around in a circle like a cyclone. And so I was just really trying to get myself all worked up in the mood. Now, I wore a very nondescript media-type shirt with my nice khaki pants, and I sat in my back spot in the media row, and I played it right down the middle, and I behaved properly as a media member in a media credential situation would. And well, where my heart and where my, what my heart was longing to see last night is nobody's business but my heart
mine.
So, anyway. But you know what? It was a pretty exciting experience last night being in Hilton again. It is a fun place to watch a game, even if your team that you're rooting for doesn't come out on top. And
Hey, let me ask you this now. While you're talking about sitting there, media row and stuff, now, Bradley, you're not supposed to cheer if you're sitting there at media row, right?
Cheer? No, you cannot cheer. You cannot.
I mean, you can't get involved. You can't yell at officials or throw things at officials, spit at them,
whatever.
Exactly right. You can't do anything.
No. No. Exactly right.
Nobody said you couldn't show up in your underwear and spin around in a circle, though.
What did Ole Aikman do? Did he sit on his hands? Or what?
He wouldn't know. He was sitting right behind the bench trying to call plays for Coach A. He was right in the front row over there. I was up
in charge of pep talking, yelling at the officials and pep talking the guys.
They had a couple. They had a special seat built for me on the in the rafters, Coach. So although, I set up top. I mean, what kind of respect does an alum get over here?
I did take Akery's brother and his father and his stepmother to sit with me right behind the bench, and I said, "You guys, you cannot cheer. You can see, you cannot cheer." Frank Akery was fine with that. His stepmother and his brother would not stop clapping their hands. I said, "No, you cannot cheer for the Cyclones." it was like, what am I dealing with here?
Here's the thing: I'm saving up all my cheering because I'm again saving it up.
Frank, you were good.
I'm saving all my cheers for Shields on Sunday at 2, and I'm saving all my boos for Frank Haith for Sunday at 2. So I will see you at the Jack as my little basketball tour continues. So, Coach,
you guys
good luck.
Are good, man.
See you, Coach.
Hey,
good luck.
Tell Kleine he hurt my feelings. What?
Hey, you left out 2 days ago, and now you're flying to Montgomery?
Yes, sir.
And then you're flying back tomorrow afternoon?
I'm driving. We're riding back on the bus, Coach.
Oh, are you?
I don't think I want you to talk. My dad wants to talk to you, Shields. What do you think?
Hey, that's a tough one there now. We make that little trip.
Hey, Coach Shields,
so
I wanted to tell you something.
Y'all
I want to tell you something.
Tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
You'll be Coach rolling Shields? In here about two. Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm sorry. Out of respect for Pat, when my wife and my son were cheering, I denied knowing them.
Frank Akery. Hey, Coach, you've right. got to experience Frank Akery up close and personal.
Oh, my God.
You want to know what my favorite thing about this is a true story.
This is like Twilight Zone.
In Iowa.
I'm hoping a helicopter cuts my head off.
Iowa leads the country Iowa leads the country in vanity plates, Coach, right? And
oh, no.
True story. True. Oh, I'm no. not joking.
Not again.
Frank Akery's license plate is this. F space Akery. His license place is F. Akery. And I told him,
No,
I guarantee. His name's Frank Akery, and he thinks it's appropriate to have F. Akery as his license plate. And I said, Frank, you don't realize how many people around Little Rock say the same thing. And he's got the license plate on there.
I hate you.
Frank, you got to text me a picture of that. People won't believe it. It's true.
No, because it's so stupid.
You can't make it up.
It's so remarkably dumb. I can't believe that he did it. I know. But that's how it goes.
It is beautiful. Frank Akery's my hero.
He wants all of the city of Des Moines keeping tabs on him. I respect it. Anyway.
Oh, that's good.
Coach, listen, back to business. We just hit the 13-minute mark, and that's way too long to be talking to us. We're going to hurt your brain, okay? Good luck. Sunday,
hey,
2 o'clock.
Guys.
And tell Klein he owes me an apology. I'm hurt. I'm hurt.
You
I'm just trying
it.
To feed my family.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
You got it with your sensitive side. Hey,
sensitive Sally.
I don't know why I can't love on the UCA Bears and still like the Trojans and still like big Coach. I mean, every time I go play golf with Coach Klein, I let him beat me by 10, 12, 15 strokes.
Oh, yeah, sure you do.
No doubt.
Yeah,
no
so
doubt.
There was no doubt.
All right. Hey Coach, good luck.
Guys. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Good luck, Sunday. I'll see you then.
Thanks,
later,
guys.
Coach.
All right. You notice he didn't chime in and tell us not to boo Frank Haith, so Frank Haith's going to get it.
Well, you know what? I was looking at Tulsa's roster.